episode of the Vidley Podcast. I'm your host, Skibbity Coffee, and this is a series on my channel where I interview people in Vidley about stuff. The sixth guest is WW5Z. Welcome, how are you feeling today? How do you pronounce your name, by the way?
I pronounce it as WW5Z. Because it's that's how people pronounce it, so I just pronounced it like that. I didn't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it feels like you sound way more gay than before.
I get that a lot on with the other mic.
You really do sound like Izmit.
I actually do. That's crazy.
I don't know, to me, Izmit kind of sounds like you and Come 11 combined. Somehow, to me, it sounds like both of you combined.
That's voice-wise.
I'm gonna ask the first question.
Alright.
How did you first hear about Vidley?
Okay, this is a fun one. I was on YouTube. I was just, like, looking at, like, the old YouTube layouts because I was bored. So I was searching them up on YouTube and, like, history of YouTube and whatever. And then I saw a video by NoFuckers called, This Website Looks Like Old YouTube or something like that. And then I clicked it. And then I went on the website, and I didn't use it much. I just was browsing it. And that was in, like, 2019, 2018. But I, like, didn't really make, like, any videos or, like, post anything. I just kind of, like, you know, was on the website.
Yeah, that's kind of my story, too, because, like, in 2021, I actually first heard about Vidley and made some account that I only used for, like, 2 hours and then just quit the site. But then in 2023, I came back with a new account and actually started posting and, like, stuff and using it properly. But, like, I've heard and technically have browsed the site in 2021 before. So it's kind of similar to your story, both of us, NFKRZ.
I remember 2021 Vidley. That was a moment in history I used it more. I used Vidley more in 2021. Like, I used it, like, heavily. But I think I've used Vidley this year the most, I'd say. Even when I didn't really, like,
interesting.
Post. I just, like, you know, because there was times where I quit Vidley, and then I just would snoop around. That's my story of Vidley.
I don't remember you ever in, like, 2023 or 2024 Vidley.
When I used the site.
Or maybe just had a different name.
I was inactive on Vidley at that time. The only time I remember 2023 is when Vidley was getting hacked. That was all I remember, though.
Did you just not use it because of the Gore era or something?
Yeah, I was kind of just like... It just didn't feel safe for me to use the website at that time. I was scared. I was like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see all this. And then after there was all those, like, those raids... and stuff, I just was like, I don't want to use this site. And that was the same in 2022. It was mainly the Gore, though. It was mainly the Gore.
Actually why I joined Vidley in 2023, was because some guy I knew sent me a meme on Vidley, and I watched it, and I discovered how Vidley had all these funny, edgy memes in 2023 on it, and, like, George Floyd memes and stuff like that, and I thought it was hilarious. So I joined the site back then with an old account.
When I was using Vidley in 2021, it was like, it was dead, but it was fun. I don't know how to put it. It was fun to use Vidley in 2021. And then we had all the other video chain sites I tried that were horrible. Oh god, those video chain sites. They were horrible.
All I really remember about Vidley in 2021 was that I remember back in 2021 watching some commentary YouTuber on Vidley. I don't know, it was like Arsenal Roblox gameplay, but it was like some Mexican guy talking about why BLM is bad or something like that. That's literally the only video I remember actually watching on Vidley back then in 2021.
I remember a lot of videos.
But the thing is, I'm pretty sure there was racism back then, because I know there was, like, George Floyd creepypastas posted on Vidley in, like, 2020.
It was just rare. There was Moon Man. There was videos on Vidley. That was actually the most popular. That's actually still the most popular video on Vidley. It's just hidden, even though it's the most popular.
Yeah, the word filters fucking piss me off so much. Yeah, I really
understand
hate
why
word
they
filters.
Do it. Like, I can understand why they did that, because, like, I think what Aniki's trying to do is try and make it so people can feel more comfortable to use Vidly, because, you know, when I first used it, I still felt uncomfortable when I started using it in 2024. It didn't feel right using the website still. Hearing the name Vidly gave me a... I was like, But I had to use Vidly because it got banned from Bitfuse, so...
Yeah. That's literally why I hate these word filters, because the thing is, like, I understand it's just trying to help the reputation, but sometimes the people that would be scared by seeing the N-word in the title, they are the type of people I wouldn't want on Vidly anyway. Like, a lot of the types of people that would get scared off by, like, the stuff on Vidly would be the types of people I don't want on the site and wish they would stay on Bitview or YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, I don't mind seeing it. It's just, like, I can understand the side for other people. Like, I don't mind seeing the N-word all over the place. I used to say it all the time back in 2024, so it's not even it doesn't even affect me.
The good thing is, though, is that the Vidly Def, like, a random string of numbers, it was, like, BF3K or something like that. I don't know. He actually told me in DMs that he's planning to, like, remove or, like, at least rework the word filters. It's just he doesn't have time and is focused on other things, but, like, he's planning on, like, getting rid of it or, like, changing it in the future, which I think is a good thing. Why did you decide to use Vidly?
Well, it was because, after I got banned from Bitview, I was like, okay, what can I use? I tried using YouTube. I didn't get any views from YouTube. I tried using EpicTube. That was okay. It just felt too vintage for me. I didn't really like how EpicTube worked at the time. So then I looked at Vidly, and I was like, this could work. The community on here is pretty active, and I can post videos that are somewhat edgy, and I could re-upload all my old stupid videos. I remember that time I joined Vidly so well. Like, when I went back into my old account, got it recovered and everything, it was amazing. That's the main reason I used Vidly, is because, well, YouTube sucks. Fuck YouTube. I hate YouTube. I never liked it.
To be honest, I don't really like YouTube. The thing is, like, the only reason I use YouTube is just because almost everyone in the world uses it. But, like, if everyone in the world decided to switch to Vidly, and, like, even someone like Mr. Beast decided to make videos on Vidly instead, I would just quit YouTube if everyone in the world decided to use Vidly or, like, BitChute instead, or something like that. I don't think it will ever happen.
Yeah, the only reason I use YouTube is to re-upload my videos to, only my good videos to YouTube, and then it would be used to watch videos on YouTube that I like, and comments.
Yeah, that's kind of the same for me.
The Vidly comment sections way more funner.
Yeah, Vidly comment sections are way better. It's just like, people are just normal, which is a good and bad thing in its own way. Everyone on YouTube comment sections just generally have the same opinion or something like that. It's like, it's a hive mind, basically. Like, if you're watching, like, specific content, you're going to see much only people in support of it in the comments. Like, if you watch communist YouTube videos, you'll see communists in the comment section. If you watch Muslim YouTube videos, you'll see Muslims in the comment section. Or Christian videos, you'll see Christians. It's like, there isn't as much debate, I feel, as Vidly. While, like, Vidly, it's like, everyone is just fighting on their own, and, like, no one agrees with each other on anything.
Yeah.
And, like, people get bullied for the type of stuff they post.
I've had that happen to me. I posted a few, that, well, some of my videos have been hated on, but I don't care. I find it funny. Join my Discord server if you want to video. That video was hated.
Everyone, I don't know why they hated it, because I have a Discord server too and no one cared. But I think it's just I don't make videos about it.
I
don't know, I don't see why everyone... I just don't see why it's a bad thing for you to make a Discord server. Yeah. I mean, you can not like Discord, but like, you're not a bad person for making a Discord server.
Yeah.
Like, morally speaking.
I personally don't like Discord, but I only use it because I have like, friends who use it. There's so much trauma. It's funny. It's funny when there's trauma.
I don't know, I mean, I like Matrix better than Discord in a lot of ways, but Discord, it has all the people on it, so I kind of have to use it. And almost no one uses Matrix, and there's other messaging platforms too, but it's just like, the other ones, it's already so hard to figure out how to use Matrix, so like, figuring out how IRC or like XMPP works, it's just, I don't yeah. care enough to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to use X, whatever that you pronounce that fucking thing. I don't like it, because there's a lot of people who use it that are questionable people, and I don't like communities that have questionable people in them. Well, Vidly has questionable people, but like, you know, I can ignore them, I can block them. I love that block feature, it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, I would love it if Vidly added, like, the groups feature and, like, basically made it where you can have inbuilt Discord servers on Vidly. I'm just thinking how cool that would be. People could just join without having to make another social media account. Like, you only had to follow Vidly TOS, so, like, you don't have to worry about getting banned for saying the N-word, like, on Discord.
I've never had my account limited, but I've had friends' accounts get limited for things I've said that I should have gotten banned for long ago, but yet they don't care. It's so weird. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, thing is, I haven't personally gotten limited because I'm just very careful. Like, there's specific things you do to, like, reduce the risk of getting banned on Discord. For example, don't post porn on a SFW channel on Discord. Only NSFW channels and private DMs. That's the only place where you can post NSFW on Discord without risking your account. Like, for example, don't say the N-word in a public Discord server. Instead, say all your crazy schizo-racist stuff in private GCs with your friends, because GCs can't get banned on Discord.
Yeah, there's been some things I'm setting in group chats that are just, like, funny. It's, like, most edgy things. And it's mostly because I'm making fun of someone.
Yeah, that's funny.
And when you add the person you're making fun of to a group chat, it's just the funniest thing ever. I did that in 2022. Got blocked. I love.
I do really wish Discord GCs would extend the limit from 10 people in it to like 20, like 30, or like 40 or 50.
I 100% because agree.
The thing is, like, Discord GCs are useful if you're paranoid about getting banned off Discord, since Discord GCs, it's almost impossible to get banned on them, because only one account in a GC can get banned. It's like the whole every user in the GC can get banned at the same time. While on the server, every member in a server can get banned just because the owner said something bad.
I love group chats. They need to raise the member limit. I hate that you have to have only a few members on it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Like 10? Fucking 10 people? Really? If I have 1,000 friends I want to put in the group chat? Let me do that. Let me put all my friends all over it. It's a website called Hummus.
Yeah, Discord GC, thousands of people in it, in one channel without any rules, would be insanely chaotic and crazy. It would probably be the most funniest shit ever.
I want to see that happen. I will find the bug on Discord that allows you to add multiple members into a group chat, and I will see what happens. No, can't do that. Discord's actually secure. Unlike, leave it. leave it got hacked, yesterday. And that was funny.
I'm just thinking, did the hacker, like, spam the N-word across the screen or something like that? Or, like, never gonna give you up or something?
No,
just put it in the homepage.
Yeah, well, he changed every video title to the N-word. Everyone's display name was their IP address. The logo said hacked by Dick Long. I think it's on archive.org, actually.
Dick Long?
Yeah, Dick Long. That's the hack.
That's the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, Dick Long hacked us all for Ulver.
Dick I don't Long. Know, it reminds me of, like, something where, like, I was in a Discord GC. Someone just kept spamming a video in a Discord GC where it's, like, some guy humping a coconut with, like, the phrase in the video, "You've been thugged by the Thug Sausage Coconut Clan," over and over again in the video, and he just kept spamming that one video over and over again in the GC.
That's hilarious. That's amazing.
By the way, what you said about hummus earlier, you talked about hummus earlier, but we didn't really talk about that. Hummus is interesting. I didn't know it still existed.
It still exists.
Hummus is like, I believe, like a 2016 Discord clone or something.
Yeah, and it's actually really good.
I mean, it seems cool, but, like, the problem is, like,
who's gonna use it?
It's, like, the hosting. Yeah, the users and the hosting. That's the problem.
At least the group chats have, support for a bunch of users.
What's the limit on Hummus?
I don't think there's even a limit. There's a group chat with, like, 114 members. And we got suspended user here with, oh, I love this website. Why would you have a group chat with the... Okay. Like, I wouldn't even be mad if Discord, like, changed the limit to, like, 50 or something. But, like, 10? Nah. I need more members than that.
Yeah.
I need at least 50. What if I have a big dev team, and I don't want to have a Discord server for my dev team that can get leaked? What about that?
Yeah.
I can't put my 100 developers up to work!
Yeah, Discord GCs are, like, a lot of ways better than servers, even if they have less features. Like, just the fact that it's, like, that's, like, the chance of getting banned on it is way lower, and, like, you can say more crazy stuff, and also, like, it can't get leaked since, like, only, like, the owners can invite people or something. I don't know.
Yeah, only... Well, anyone, like, can invite anyone into the group chat. It's just,
But, like, you can't produce a link and then share it. Like, with a Discord server, you could... Even if it's friends only, someone can link it by this making an invite link and then sharing it to, like, whatever platform with their raider friends and just raid the shit out of it. But with a GC, you can only invite one person at a time. You can't make an invite link and invite, like, a bunch of people to raid it at the same time.
And you can also have your friends, who, if they're an admin, they could just, like, you know, they could invite their own bot, and then nuke the entire server, which has happened to me a few times, once, and happened to you, I know that. The nuked your bot. It also happened to Leavid, I think I know who did that. I have a feeling I know. I just have a little feeling who it is, but, you know, not gonna say, because they're gonna be after me. I want them after me.
Anyway, it's just, like, the Fiddly Illuminati is, like, trying to destroy Leavid, I think. And, like, if you reveal the name of the person who hacked Leavid, you will probably get killed by the Mexican cartel. I mean, like, Aniki is Mexican, so I'm just saying... All I'm gonna say is, if you piss off a Mexican, it's a bad mistake.
Oh, God.
Thoughts on Astolfo?
Who?
You don't know Astolfo? Really? I'm just appalled you don't know. It's like a femboy anime character that everyone likes. I've never watched the show it's from.
I don't know,
I assumed you would know him.
I don't know who that is.
I know, you're like, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Yeah.
What are some problems with Fiddly you would like to see changed?
A lot of the bugs on this site. Oh my god. I can list them all in a list. Number one, this language selector is... I mean, they tried, but, like, they're using emojis instead of, like, you know, assets that look, you know, authentic. And, like, the bugs on the site, like, I can't even go into the uploader and then upload my thumbnail on the uploader. I have to go to the account settings, go into the video, to my videos, and then fucking fix and fucking change the image. And the worst part is when the thumbnail doesn't even get added to the video. There's no thumbnail. It's just nothing. It's just text. Like, how do you do that?
For me, I can add the thumbnails to my videos in the uploader just fine. I can understand the problem of changing the thumbnail and it taking, like, several hours for Fiddly to actually change it instead of it being instant or, like, within a few minutes.
That's
a big problem.
Fiddly has some
problems. The thing about the language selector is, I don't know, to me at least, Fiddly is, like, really monochrome, like, the UI. So, like, adding a little splashes of saturated color here and there, it, like, makes it look more pretty. The UI. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess you just have OCD or something.
I can notice some of the things wrong with it, like, pretty well. I mean, like, getting better? All I can say is that the Vidly in, like, 2023, or, no, 2022, was the worst time for Vidly because it was so broken. Vidly just didn't work. Nothing worked. Everything was broken. The entire site sucked. But right now, Vidly's fine. It just has some bugs that piss me off. Also, when you go to, like, try and find, like, the most viewed video and go all time, it takes, like, a little bit for the site to... What is causing that? Like, my question is, why is that happening? How is that happening?
I'm not an expert, and I don't know Vidly's code, but, like, I assume it's because with the most viewed videos page, because a bunch of people click on it, it, like, it has already loaded the page and the site and, like, used its algorithms to decide which videos are where, but, like, with most viewed videos of all time, because it's, like, rare anyone actually clicks on that, when you click on it, it's, like, it has to take a long time to process the new page, while if, like, the most viewed videos today, it's, like, tons of people have clicked on it, so, like, it constantly updates already, and it just uses the same page. I don't know, I don't know Vidly's code or anything, and I'm not an expert. It's just, I assume that's why.
I think Vidly's code is just awful. Like, that's literally Vidly's code is horrible. They need to rewrite the site.
I think Vidly's code is actually good because, like, with YouTube, it's like, YouTube can take, like, gigabytes of RAM, but, like, Vidly, at most, it takes, like, 150 megabytes of RAM. Like, I have a low-end PC, and, like, RAM matters, and Vidly uses so much less RAM than YouTube does, or Discord does.
Well, when I'm on YouTube, I'm, like, yeah, I have 16 gigabytes of RAM on my ThinkPad laptop, and it's just, like, when I'm on, even on Chrome or Firefox, it doesn't matter, I will have, like, half of my RAM being used. Actually, let me check right now how much RAM I'm using right now. I'm using up, which RAM am I using? Memory. I'm using 6 gigabytes of RAM. 6 fucking gigabytes. How?
It's crazy. Yeah, but my PC only has, like, 4 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh, having that much RAM is, in 2025 is,
Yeah, I pray for you. Well, the thing is, it is bad, but, like, I use Linux, so it counteracts, it offsets it somewhat, than if I use Windows 11 or Windows 10.
Yeah, I use Linux.
Because, like, Linux just...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but
I
the thing is, like...
You may see me use Windows sometimes, because I have another ThinkPad. I have two ThinkPads. One's running Windows for video editing. I need Vegas Pro. That's all I need. I need that software. So I use another laptop for that.
I don't know. For me, KidenLive works fine on Linux, but I mean, I just do simple editing. I don't have fancy animations or anything like that.
I love Vegas.
Because I mean, if I wanted to do... Yeah, Vegas seems interesting because, like, I might be wrong about this, but, like, Vegas is, like, the only premium video editor to where you can actually, like, have a one-time purchase instead of having to do a bullshit subscription.
Like,
Adobe, they just want you to pay as a slave forever, but, like, Vegas, you could just buy physical box at a store and just put in a code on a website and get it and have it forever.
I do have a feeling they're planning on adding subscriptions, but I use like Vegas Pro 15, so it's like not even a big deal. And I got the free deal, trust. I got the free deal from the website, totally legit. And I would be showing my face right now, but like I'm not really well kept up for this. So
yeah.
You have to put my image. You have to blur it.
Yeah, I'm planning on like adding cover art to this, like just downloading the audio and then editing it down and then just adding a cover art.
Yeah, I love this is yeah, I've never been in like a podcast before. I remember I asked you like before I deleted my Vidly account back then. I remember I asked you, and then I forgot about it, and then deleted the account.
What account? I don't remember.
The one I'm using currently, WW5Z, I deleted that a while ago.
Oh, you deleted it.
Yeah, and then they asked me if 3K. It's like CRT is still up.
Yeah.
I deleted my old account, but I just was dealing a lot of stuff back then, and I got mad, manic episodes, so I just deleted my Bitly account, and then, after a month later, I was like, okay, I'm going to go create my account again, or I'm going to go ask BF3K if I covered the account, and then the account got unbanned. No, I asked the Nikki. Yeah, I asked the Nikki to restore my account, and it got restored, so.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the process of restoring your account. Did you have to submit your password, or, like, what is the process like for that?
Well,
like, does he ask you for a password?
No, I think what he does is he checks for alt accounts or, like, an email similar to the account you messaged him on via the admin panel, and then just uses that to verify if it's you. Which, honestly, that's a good way of doing it. IP logs, checking the IP, emails being similar. I wish Vidly had an account switcher, though.
That would be great, an account switcher.
Because I have so many accounts, and I switch between them. And I don't use them for, like, Sock Pocket stuff. I just use them for, like, little jokes, or, like, you know, I like, man, that one, best account ever.
Yeah, I'm just thinking you just admitted it. I thought you wanted to keep it a secret.
Eh, I don't want to. Everyone knows I like, man, is me. I don't care. I like, man, really? The joke account I made, like, and there's a history between it. I can tell you what happened for me to have that name. I like Ben. It was super fun. What happened was, I created my Vidly. So basically, that was like my old OG, one of my OG Vidly accounts from 2020. And when Vidly was getting hacked, I logged into that account. And then my friend told me to enter this link. So I entered the link. Then it went into my Vidly account, logged in, and then it changed my username to I like men. And then it gave me partner. And then I got logged out on the password chain. And so that was why my account turned into I Like Men. That was my OG WW5Z account. And if it wasn't for the fact I thought it was funny, I would have changed it back by now. But it's like, eh. Although, I'm gonna start, like, I'm gonna use that account more. I don't know what to do with the account anymore, so I'm just kind of just gonna, like, it has partner, though, so that's cool. And,
Yeah, I thought it was weird that, like, I Like Men had, like, 14 subs, but, like, had partner. I thought that was strange.
Yeah, it was because of one of my friends had access to the Vidly admin panel and did that, and it was B4X. I used to be friends with B4X. We're still friends with B4X, but we don't, like, talk that much. We just kind of, like, chillax. That B4X thing was fun. That was, I remember that day so well, when my Vidly account got hacked. And they hacked the more Vidly accounts, actually. They changed, if you were on Vidly in 2023, you would have seen B4X everywhere. Which is still there. You can still see
it. I don't know, B4X, I might be wrong, but, like, a guy named Evie who, like, leaked Vidly source code or something like that.
Yes, that is indeed.
Am I right? B4X.
Yep, you were right.
Oh, so he's just some leftist guy who got angry at Vidly for having Nazism. Leaked the source code.
I think it was just because, I think Evie was just bored, honestly. Just hacked the entire website and then got banned.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that time. I think it was Evie, but it might be another person hacked into NFKara's Vidly account in, like, 2022 or something like that, and, like, made a new video on it and a bulletin. Thing they're back, even though it wasn't actually NFKRC.
I wonder what he would do if he came back to Vidly, like, and just saw what the current state of Vidly is right now. There was someone on Leavitt who was impersonating him. That was funny.
The thing is, like, NFKRC, I don't think even if he remembered Vidly, I don't think he would care enough to go back, because even in his original video, he said he didn't like how people were using Vidly as if it was YouTube uploading normal high-quality videos, and thought Vidly should just be full of shit posts like the 2000s were, and actually be authentic to it. So, like, I think he would even come back, because he doesn't believe in the idea of just uploading normal content to Vidly. He has the conservative belief about Vidly, about the belief that Vidly is strictly a 2000s YouTube clone site, and it should be perfect nostalgia if nothing changed.
Me personally, I think all kinds of content should be on like that website. And I'm not even gonna like list like my website I'm working on, Gampost. I'm not even gonna like market it as like an old YouTube clone or like a revival. It's just gonna be my own thing. And like I don't care for like making my site look accurate or anything. I just want my site to have videos that are nice to watch. And
I'm just thinking when you release Gampost, I would actually like to join it and like try it when it releases, probably.
Yeah, I'll give you an invite key probably. I have an invite key system because I want the website reputation.
So you're just making it like you're just making it like Sora AI app where it's just like an invite only with like famous people on it only.
For now, it's invite only, but it will probably have the invite key removed. There's enough users on it. It'll be like an entire community thing. Like if you want to invite your friend, you just have an invite key and you create invite keys and then remove invite keys, and then I can go to the admin panel and remove your invite key if I feel like you suck and I don't like you.
I mean, the invite key is an interesting system, but like the problem with the invite key system is simply that it might, if you're having it where people can invite friends over, it might start a sort of black market, sort of, if the site is popular enough where, like, people can sell invite keys on, like, eBay or, like, a dark web place for, like, thousands of dollars, or I guess Discord servers. Like, I imagine if the site gets popular, people would be having entire Discord servers for selling invite keys for, like, hundreds
if it gets
or
that
thousands
popular,
of dollars.
If it gets to that point of being powerful, if it gets to that point where people are selling invite keys, well, I will just remove the invite key system. So, they'll waste the money.
That would be funny.
Waste the money, and right after, invite keys are out. They're out. You can use invite keys now. You don't have to use invite keys. Invite keys are removed. And, I sure love that idea.
How does your family feel about Vidly?
They don't really know about it. My dad's seen Vidly, and he's just like, what is this? And he's like, and I'm just like, it's Vidly, it's a website. And he was like, okay, cool, and then moved on. He does not know much about this.
I feel like I remember back in 2021 when I first discovered Vidly, I remember telling my older brother about it. He didn't really seem to care, and I'm just thinking, like, I don't think he even remembers I told him about Vidly at all back then, since it was years ago.
I'm just glad Vidly isn't a Nazi gore site. That was, I did not like the gore, personally.
Well, my opinion on the gore era changed a long time. First, when I first joined Vidly, I liked it. Then I started to hate it in, like, late 2024. And then in, like, this year, 2025, for a time, I started to like it again and wanted it back because I was angry about drama and, like, people being shadow banned and stuff like that. But now I'm back to the opinion that the gore era was bad, even if I still have some nostalgia for it. So I keep flip-flopping my opinion on it over time.
The Sentinel drama was super insane. I didn't make a video on it.
Yeah, that...
I only joked about it in the video. Where he said
the Sentinel stuff was like, I was an actual retard for that video. And I was also retarded for not realizing that guy did some, let's just say, questionable things.
Yo, I know. I know who he is really well.
I actually regret the Vidly rant video, and I deleted the video now on everything.
I did make that Vidly sucks video, mainly as a joke. Like, everything on there, I was making fun of, like, the situations at hand. Like, with the Sentinel stuff, I was mainly just like, how can I incorporate this? And then I saw what you said in the server, and I was like, I'm gonna add that to my video. And it was mainly so I can get views. Because you know what happens when you type, skibbity coffee all over your video.
Yeah, that's a good way to get views. I've made some viral rage bait videos before in the past. Like, I made a Why Racism is Bad video back during the gore era to rage bait people, and I also made a video talking about why AI is good to rage bait people, and they are both, like, the most viewed videos on my channel now. because of the rage bait making people angry.
That video was featured, the Why AI is Good video, I think that was featured.
Yeah, that is featured. I don't know why it's featured. Like, who the fuck featured it? I feel like Vidlimons hate AI.
I think it was BFK.
Oh, really? I feel like, I don't know. He texted somebody about how I was, I don't know what. He just texted how AI slop is bad or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I am surprised the AI video is the one video on my channel featured. Like, I'm just saying, out of all the videos on my channel, why pick that one? Like, I feel like a better pick for a featured video would be, like, the My Genuine Sneed interview. Like, that video is, like, probably the best video I've ever made, and I feel like that deserves a feature way more than that.
I've made peak videos, yet my videos have never been featured. Sucks.
You mean
what I did?
Pink videos?
My videos on, like, my main channel, WWFC, never have been featured. My videos are great. Like, I have, like, what's my best video? The Vidly Sucks one, but I don't think they want that featured. I don't think they want a video talking crap about Vidly to be featured. What's a good video? The video that should be featured would be, in my opinion, these Vidly MFs don't know I'm rich as fuck. This video is my best video.
Yeah. I'm just thinking the comment I sent under it saying about, like, how the reason why you have Monopoly money is because you live in, like, Soviet Kanukistan or whatever the fuck.
That video got dislike bombed.
I don't know why it got dislike bombed. It's like, people just pick random videos to dislike bomb even when I think it's okay or good.
Yeah.
I don't know, Vidly usage is just strange.
It showed up as a joke. And people like that. What the fuck is that? This says 224 views, 4 favorites, 9 ratings, and then a video response. It's an amazing video.
I don't know if I asked you this already, but how did you come up with your username? Did I ask you this already? I forgot if I asked you.
No, you didn't. Basically, what happened was I used to be a Roblox person. I used to play Roblox all the time. I don't play Roblox anymore. But when I used to play Roblox, I was like, oh, I'm going to name snipe. I'm going to get a 4-letter username before they run out. And so I just picked the first thing that came to my mind. No, it was actually the first one I came with did not go into affiliation. I can't speak today, but whatever. I went on YouTube and I was looking for available 4-letter usernames as a joke. And I was like, I saw W5C and I was like, wait a sec, is this available? It's probably not available. And it was available. And I name sniped it before it was before the 4-letter usernames ran out. So I'm one unique person. I'm one unique, and that's just been my username ever since. But I've been trying to change it to like W5Z or like Mari or something like that. Just trying to make it
I don't know. Your name is just, the problem with it is that you can't really pronounce it since there's no, what's it again? No vowels in it.
You can pronounce Mari pretty well, though. That one's pretty easy to pronounce.
Mari is okay.
Yeah, and Classic CRT, but that one is generic.
But, yeah.
Like, anyone can be Classic CRT if they wanted to. I could be Modern LCD. I could be, I don't know. I could be anything. But the problem was, if I would have changed my username to Mari, but, like, someone already used that name, and they're apparently 114 years old, and they're an anime weeb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fine. I guess I won't be having WW5Z. No, I guess I won't have Mari as my username. Yeah, whatever. I have it as my, like...
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, I always hate it when, like, people make the perfect usernames on social media, but, like, they don't do anything with the account, so they just take the name, preventing people from using it in the future. But they don't even do anything with the account. Like random motherfuckers on Twitter who, like, joined in 2009 with, like, the perfect username, but then they just commented on one thing on Twitter and then haven't used the site since 2009, and somehow their account is still up.
Yeah, I think...
No one else can use the name.
Me, I have it so, like, if you... I have it on my website, so, like, I have it on my site where you can have a good unique name, but you can change your username, and it will be limited to you only. But I'm thinking of adding like an expiry date where once it expires and you don't use it for that, you don't use that username in a while, it will be allowed for anyone to use. But I don't know how to implement that yet. So that's
yeah, it's a good idea, but I think your idea of like having where if you don't use the account for a long time, anyone else can use the username is good, but like
yeah.
The idea is good, but usually what most sites do is either they just have accounts last forever or they just delete the accounts after a certain amount of time. Yeah. But yeah. The thing is, I like your solution because the yeah. thing with deleting accounts is that like the problem with like lost media and archival, and also the fact is if someone like died or something and their grandkids or something or their kids or like their parents or brothers and sisters, one of their only memories of that person is their social media accounts and like the pictures of them and all that, then deleting it after a certain amount of time, it's like basically getting rid of someone's legacy to their family.
Yeah, which
kind of with, in some cases.
What I'm going to do with banned accounts is I'm going to make it so I'm going to try to make it so anyone can use that username and it will change your username to like username reset. Like, because if you're banned, permanently banned, chances are I'm not banning you, so sorry. Yeah.
I think your idea is like good middle ground where people can use unique usernames, but use unique usernames, but nobody who dies is gonna lose their memorial to their families.
Yeah. And we have like a previous username system.
And like no lost media is gonna happen.
So yeah, if you're name sniping usernames with your if you're just like name sniping a bunch of usernames, and there's the thing, I made it so there's a 30-day limit every time you change your username, so no one's gonna be just going change username to A B C D E F G B something. It'll be unique, and you can revert your username back to the original one. Although
what were we gonna say?
I don't remember.
What I was gonna say about CamPost is, first question is, how are you going to get your hosting? And the second question is, what are the file size or, like, time limits on videos going to be on it?
Well, it really depends on what they have on hand. When I'm fully recovered, because I have a broken leg, when I'm fully recovered, I'm planning on, like, setting up a server, one of my laptops to be a server, and I'm planning on upgrading the storage on it to, like, a terabyte. So, like, the file limits and time limits, there won't be a time limit, but there will be a file size limit. I think it's fair.
I kind of think the time limits. I think the time limits on Vidly are kind of weird. Then again, I'm not an expert in this sort of field, but like, thing is, like, Vidly is a file limit of 5 gigabytes. I'm just thinking, if you have a video on 5 gigabytes, even if it's 10 hours long or something like that, it's not going to change the server size if it's still not going to up too much space if it's still under 5 gigabytes. Yeah. So like time shouldn't matter if it's under the file size limit.
I think it's to prevent like, because back on all YouTube they added a time limit system because of people uploading copyrighted movies. Like yet again, you can just do part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5, part 6.
Yeah. The thing is like on Vidly people already post pirated movies and TV shows. Like it's been a thing for years. Like even if you go on the newest video section now, you can probably find some retarded Latin American guy uploading some anime dubbed in Spanish or some shit right now. Or, if you check right now, you'll probably find it.
Yeah, I've seen like full releases of shows. Come Eleven just uploaded that stuff.
Oh, if I didn't like Come Eleven,
I don't mind them. I just pretend like I don't. I just pretend like I don't like everyone on Vidly. Some people I don't like. I like everyone on Vidly except for like the boss new something or other, whatever his username was. Or really like, I don't really like that Johnny guy. I don't like him, but I pretend I like him.
I don't know. The thing about Johnny is that, I think he quit Vidly, and he moved to Leave It now, so we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Leave It's back. Leave It's back.
But I'm just saying, he said he was gonna use Leave It since he was tired of how toxic people on Vidly were, and how everyone was so nice on Leave It compared to Vidly.
Oh, looks like Leave It got it's like, leave it got hacked again.
This is what happens when you use 2022 source code of Vidly.
Oh, everyone's null. I was like, what? Oh my god. Of course it get fucking hell. That's funny.
Let me see. I'm gonna check. I don't see anything wrong with the page. Wrong with for the me, page? I, seems normal
every
to me.
Video says it's null.
Oh, no, I check. Oh.
Yeah. N-U-L-L. Just every video is titled null.
I mean, it's not that funny. Oh, it says hacked my dick long again on people's accounts.
This site is so insecure.
Like, this site is so ass.
I mean, from what I heard from Copy, this site was just like an experiment. It wasn't really supposed to be like.
Leave it just now, and it seems they have animated thumbnails on videos. I think that's really cool. Vidly should add that, like the ability to add GIFs as thumbnails. But the main problem with idea for thumbnails is like epilepsy for people. Like people could just try to get epilepsy motherfuckers to have seizures by like having crazy patterns, flashing lights, and thumbnails. So I feel like if Vidly did add that, they would need to like add like a button to turn off animations on the site for people with like epilepsy. Yeah. To avoid getting sued.
Oh yeah, I don't think anyone's suing Vidly though. not yet anyway. Yeah. Why is every video titled?
Yeah, I'm so surprised Vidly I don't know. I'm just thinking like, I'm surprised Vidly is still up after all this years. Like, I don't know. I just have a feeling that Vidly would have gotten shut down and like Lulwhat would have been arrested by now already for like allowing some of the stuff on the site back then.
That's crazy. Yeah, Vidly's just gonna... One of these days, Vidly's gonna just go poof. Actually, no, it won't. It shouldn't go poof. It should stay. I think, Vidly should stay because, if Vidly gets deleted, there's no archives of it because all the archives got removed. Because of someone I won't name.
Yikes. Yeah, I fucking hate how archive.org blacklisted Vidly now. Like, I mean, you can actually still archive Vidly now by using .st and, what's it again, .net domains. You can still archive it on those, but, like, .com and, like, all the archives from the past are gone now.
Yeah, the website.
But it's just, like, I'm just thinking, like, you said you knew the person who got it, archive.org, to blacklist Vidly. I'm just thinking, like, who is that person? Are you scared of being punished for saying...
It was the guy who, It was the guy, it was that Turkish guy, I think, from 2020, who did that stuff that I won't name.
Well, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I know there's a Turkish guy who did a mass shooting who used
Vidly. Yes, that person. That's the reason why Vidly's archives are removed, from what I know. Is,
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
I don't know, I feel like it's kind of silly. It's really silly for them to just blacklist the whole site because of one guy doing the mass shooting, and even then, like, it was just a random guy using Vidly. Like, no one really knew him. Like, maybe if it was, like, Shy Studios doing a mass shooting, I could see why, because he was, like, a big guy on the site. So, like, I'm not saying he will, I'm just saying, it was a small random Vidly user doing a mass shooting, so I don't think it really should matter to blacklist the whole site for just one guy who no one knew. Like, if it was a big Vidlier, it would still be a dumb decision to blacklist, but I could see why if it was, like, an actually important and popular person on the site doing it.
Like, if Aniki did something crazy, I don't think he would, though. Well, that would definitely kill off Vidly. Then I'm the owner of Vidly. No, I won't be the owner of Vidly. That would be not fun. I do not want to own this website. I like using it. I would not like being a moderator on it, actually.
Get spam DMs and stuff from people reporting stuff. So, like, you would just be busy working all day.
Let's just say some of the Vidly moderators, I'm not going to name the person. Vidly needs some better moderators. Considering what happened recently,
Are you talking about Silly Laird?
Yeah, considering that situation.
But mostly I'm just wondering, how the fuck did Vidly have a moderator named Childfucker1488 for years? Like, how did no one see that username and just say, no, you're going to ruin the reputation of the site having that username being mod?
Like, I child don't fucker know.
Child Fucker1488 is a crazy ass username.
How did that, how did someone with that name get moderator? How?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's funny. It's funny in some way, but it's bad. If I was Vidly moderator, I'd have something like, I don't know, a good username. Something that actually...
I don't know.
What's next? Is the next moderator of Vidly going to be Jeffrey Epstein?
I don't know. I thought of the idea of, like, making a new joke troll account on Vidly, but, like, having a joke username, like, Muslim Hitler or something like that.
Oh, God.
That would be hilarious.
Vidly's the only website where you can have the most edgy username and not get banned. Oh, yeah,
I'm just wondering, why do you have so many accounts?
Well, because well, here's the thing, don't really know. I don't really know why I had so many accounts, or have so many accounts. I think it was literally just because the Classic CRT one was because I deleted my Vidly account, and I didn't know how to get it back, so I just was like, eh. And then I Like Men was that joke account that I'm still keeping. Then we have Cumshot, which is my shitpost channel. I just post whatever on there to rage bait or whatever. There's some questionable videos on there that I'm surprised no one's noticed who it is. I just post whatever's on there. Like, I want to see what people think of these videos. And then there's some questionable things on there. There's questionable videos. They'll probably be like, why did you save this onto your computer? I save everything. I save everything, which is why I can't use 256 gigabytes of storage. I need 12 terabytes. I need to put all my videos on there. Every video ever. I'm gonna own the entire YouTube repository. I'm just gonna take every YouTube video on YouTube and just, like, save it. Yet again, that'd probably not be a good idea.
Anyway, I'm just curious, when do you expect to release CamPost, or is, like, the date of publication not known yet?
I honestly don't know when I'm going to release it. I'm just going to release it when it feels ready. If it comes out, it comes out.
If it comes out.
Oh. As gay.
Would it come out before, like, 2026 or something?
Definitely after 2026. It's definitely releasing...
Before 2027?
It's definitely releasing before GTA 6.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I don't think GTA 6 will ever release. I think Rockstar is just scamming people or something, or like, even
oh,
if they
worry,
release it,
out.
They'll probably just like, yeah, but like, even if they release it, they'll like, only release a small portion of it and just have like, fake DLC and just scam people into paying a bunch of money for nothing and just like, a rug pull scheme, probably.
Oh no. Well, I know is that I'm loyal to Steam.
Yeah.
I'm loyal to Steam. I'll always use Steam.
By the way, with the with GTA 6, the reason why it got delayed again from May 2026 to November 2026, even though they officially said it was because they wanted to polish stuff, the actual reason was because they fired a bunch of employees at the company at Rockstar because they were forming a union, and the polishing was just an excuse, but... They just fired almost all their employees for being in a union, and they're just making it as an excuse.
Wow.
And they need more time, because they need to get more employees. Like, get new employees to replace.
Hiring new employees, that's stupid.
I don't know,
because they wanted to start
the fact
a union.
Rockstar just... Yeah, I don't think GTA 6 is ever coming out if they're willing to fire basically all their employees and slow down the progress of their game. Because they just wanted to form a union and get paid, like, an extra $1 an hour at their job.
Why don't you just work at a good company like Steam? Work at Steam. They're doing good there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
If Gabe Newell dies, it's gonna be the end for gaming. He's a legend. Valve would never be the same without him.
I don't use Steam just simply because my computer is too bad to play any games on it, really. But, like Steam, I really like how they're trying to promote Linux support.
Yeah,
because
I love it.
I don't want to ever use Windows.
Fuck Windows. I hate Windows.
Yeah.
I used Windows 7 after end of support. Because I hated Windows. Hated Windows so much, I used Windows 7 until it was unusable.
Yeah.
Welcome to, and don't do what I did. Just... switch to Linux instead if you don't want to use Windows. Using Windows 7.
Yeah, and if you're confused on what distro to get, someone watching this video, if you want to go on Linux but you just confused what distro to pick, just pick something like Linux Mint or Ubuntu or Debian.
Yeah.
Those would work fine, and that has similar enough UI, and like it has a bunch of support from programs and stuff, and like a bunch of people to help you if you run across a problem online.
Yeah. Just pick
like Ubuntu or Linux Mint or like Debian if you're if you're a beginner at Linux watching this.
Yeah. Don't use Arch if you don't know what you're doing. I use Arch.
Yeah.
I've broken my Arch install 7,000 times.
The only people who use Arch are, like, neo-Nazis and femboys. Like, they're either the most racist or the most leftist people.
Mainly, it's always the femboys. The Arch Discord server was insane.
Yeah.
There was
Linux Discord servers. And, like, Linux Discord servers are, like, the most leftist places ever. Like, like they're actually just insufferable. Yeah.
There was an LGBTQ channel where all it was everyone was meowing. It was weird.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
And then that server had drama. Like some crazy drama. That was fun. Really nice to have drama all over Vidly. No, not Vidly. Why did I say Vidly? I've noticed a lot on Vidly that there's a lot of people who are...
Vidly has always had a lot of LGBT representation. Like, even during the Gore era, there was a lot of closeted gay and, like,
which
closeted
is fine. In my opinion, you can do whatever you want, just don't be annoying about it. Don't be like, just don't be like VitView. Don't be like a VitView user.
Yeah, don't be like VitView. That's a good advice for everyone.
Which they literally... You can't even verify your fucking account. I tried making a new one just to check it out, and I couldn't. It also had been banned 3 times on 3 different accounts, so...
I've had thoughts about joining EpicTube, but BitView, I will never join. Like, probably kidnapped and someone is making an AI clone of me. If I ever officially join BitView, it's probably just an AI clone, and I'm locked somewhere in a basement with CIA interrogator somewhere, if that happens. Yeah.
I will never put my hands on BitView again. The only time I will ever use BitView is if I buy it and make it a better place.
Yeah.
They won't.
I'm mostly just mad that everyone on BitView accused Wiz of being a Nazi, even though he's like the most centrist person you'll ever meet on a topic. He's super centrist and like moderate, and yet somehow they accuse him of being a Nazi just for favoriting a meme video. Of like Adolf Hitler or something like that. Like, I just hate them for falsely accusing my friend.
Wiz is
I know that video.
I like Wiz. Yeah, he has some good editing, and we like Wiz. Wiz is good. Although
Wiz, his video editing is so good. I genuinely think you could probably get a job at like Mr. Beast or something, or like get a job editing for movies and stuff like that, and like become a millionaire if you wanted to with his level of skill.
Me, I would do video editing for fun, just for fun. It doesn't have to be for like I don't know.
I wanted to ask you one last question before we go, I think, since it's already getting really long now.
Yeah, hopefully there's not like 30 parts.
One last question is, thoughts on people from Toronto as a person from Vancouver?
Well, I don't know. I don't pay attention there. I don't pay attention to all that. I just sit here on my desk.
Interesting. Videos. I don't know, I just know, like, a lot of Canadians from, like, western provinces and stuff, like, hate people from Toronto or something like that. Like, it's like a stereotype that everyone else in Canada hates that city. Or, like, hates Quebec, too.
I don't care about Quebec or anything like that. I have friends from Quebec, so it doesn't bother me. I just ignore it. I'm just like, eh.
Mm. Anyway, I think we should end it here, but one last thing. What is one thing you want to say to the people watching this?
Go check out my Vidly profile, subscribe to me, watch every single video I post. I make the best videos on Vidly ever. And I've never been in any drama. Actually, I've been in a few. But that doesn't matter. I'm the best. Okay,
Anyway. Okay, let's end it now. But I'll do is I'll edit down the video I won't cut any of the talking besides the parts where you said you didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You didn't want it to be public. I'll edit down the pauses and the parts where you...
And my stutters. I'm horrible.
I don't know if I could do that, but I'll try to.
Try your best to remove all my stutters.
I'll edit down this video and, hopefully I'll upload it sometime today or, sometime tomorrow.